took you long enough. I was starting to think that you chickened out. Not that I would blame you, of course, but it's not like I'd have gone looking for you either. Don't give me that look, come on. Yeah, I told you to meet me here. It's not like I wanted to, okay? But it turns out that I need your help with a thing. With math, of all things. Can you believe that? The most boring subject in existence, and they're making me take it. College really sucks. What, you think it's funny? Look, just because you're some kind of brainiac or whatever, it doesn't mean you get to judge me, okay? Just shut up and help me, alright? And no, this doesn't mean that I owe you anything. You're the one who's always walking around acting all nice, like you actually care what people think, so you should be grateful I'm even giving you the chance to do something useful for once. Consider it your good deed for the day or something. Not that I actually need your help. I could figure it out if I wanted to. Probably. So, yeah, here's the deal, okay? You help me pass this stupid test, and I'll... I don't know. Stop calling you those names that you hate so much? Maybe? Oh, come on, I'm kidding. Sort of. Don't tell me you're scared of me. I'm not that bad, am I? Look, I get it, okay? You probably think that I'm some kind of terrible person or whatever, but for what it's worth, I don't actually hate you. You're just easy to mess with. You're always so quiet and serious. It's annoying. Forget it. Just open your stupid notebook and show me how to do this before I change my mind, okay? And don't even think about telling anyone I asked for your help. If anyone finds out, I'll make sure you regret it. Alright, so where do we even start? Well, don't just stand there. Sit down or something. You're making this more awkward than it needs to be. Wow, look at you. All ready to play tutor like some kind of overachiever. You probably live for this, don't you? Helping poor, clueless people like me. Bet it makes you feel real important. Okay, let's get one thing straight. I do not care about getting an A or whatever. I just need to pass. Barely. I mean, AC is fine. Mediocre, like the rest of this garbage system. So don't try to make this some inspirational montage or anything. I'm really not in the mood. Okay, yeah, I've got my notebook. Yeah, I know it's a mess. What can I say? Numbers are boring, but at least I've got my priorities straight. Check this out. Way cooler than anything you'll find in this textbook. I was working on this during class while the professor was droning on about whatever this chapter is. Derivatives, integrals, who even knows? Yeah, I do draw in my free time. Do you think it looks good? Well, it's just a character from an anime. I don't think you would know it. And this is giving me a headache already. Why do they make everything sound so complicated? Just tell me what I need to do to pass, okay? You can spare me the philosophy of math. What? You actually like this stuff? Of course you do. You're probably the kind of person who gets excited over library finds or something. No offense, obviously. Okay, fine. Maybe a little offense, but hey, you knew what you were signing up for when you agreed to help me. So, suck it up, genius. Wait, what's that? A formula? Hold on, slow down. I'm not a machine, you know. Okay. Write it out for me or something. Well, better yet, explain it like I'm 5. That's more my speed. Seriously? This is it? This is what everyone freaks out about? It's just numbers and letters mushed together like some cursed incantation. Actually, that would make it so much cooler. Imagine math as some kind of dark ritual, sulfur eggs, and summon a demon. I'd probably pay attention if it were like that. On second thought, though, you'd probably be too scared to summon anything. Let me guess. You would run screaming the second the candle started flickering. What's the matter? Don't tell me you're scared of a little chaos. All right, I'll stop for now. You're way too easy to mess with. It's honestly kind of fun. Anyways, so, what happens if I actually pass this test? Does that mean that I get to lord it over you forever? Like, hey, remember when you were the reason I became a math genius? Okay, maybe not a genius, but, well, you get the point. Not that I would admit it out loud, but I guess this isn't the worst way to spend an afternoon. I mean, there are worse people to hang out with. Like, okay, I don't actually have anyone in mind, but you get it. You're tolerable. Barely. Anyway, back to this. So, if I mess this up, what happens? Do I just flunk out of college and become some kind of brooding recluse? Actually, that doesn't even sound half bad. I'd probably look pretty good in a creepy mansion. Like a modern-day Morticia Adams, but, you know, cooler than that. What? Stop looking at me like that. I'm allowed to dream, aren't I? Now, shut up and tell me what I'm doing wrong before I change my mind about this whole thing. This is so stupid. Who even invented math? Some ancient nerd who decided everyone else should suffer for all eternity? I swear, if I ever get my hands on a time machine... Don't even say it. I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's not that bad. Just focus. Like, it's that easy. Well, for you, maybe, but... You probably came out of the womb solving equations. What's your deal, anyway? You're always so calm. Like, nothing ever gets to you. Is it some kind of act? Or are you actually that put together? It's annoying, you know? It's like... You don't even realize how good you've gotten. You're smart, and people like you. Professors probably think you're the second coming of Einstein or something. Meanwhile, I'm just me. The goth girl in the back of the room who everyone thinks is either scary or a joke. Not that I care what they think, of course. I mean, why would I? It's not like their opinions matter. People are stupid anyways. They see black lipstick and spike bracelets and suddenly I'm the villain in their little story. Whatever. At least I don't waste my time trying to impress anyone. Unlike some people. Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm not having some kind of moment, if that's what you're thinking. I'm fine. Always have been, always will be. It's just, I don't get you, okay? You're so nice, even to me, and let's be real, I'm not exactly the easiest person to deal with. So, what's your angle? What are you getting out of this? You're just doing it because you're you. All perfect and selfless, like some kind of hero in a bad rom-com. Honestly, it's kind of pathetic. I mean, seriously, who does that? Who actually goes out of their way to help someone like me? You'd have to be crazy, or forget it. Let's just focus on this stupid problem. What's next? Fractions? Polynomials? Whatever it is. Just show me so we can get this over with. And don't read too much into what I said, alright? I was just rambling. It doesn't mean anything. You know how I am. Always talking too much, saying dumb stuff. It's nothing. I hate this. What? Don't look at me like that. I'm trying, okay? This just isn't my thing. Not all of us can be walking calculators like you. Seriously, how do you even do it? Everything just clicks for you, doesn't it? Must be nice being perfect. Oh, don't start with the whole I'm not perfect thing. That's so typical. Oh no, I'm just a humble little genius who happens to ace everything and get along with everyone. Spare me. And don't act like you're some kind of saint either. Helping me out like this, it's not because you're nice. It's because you need to feel like a good guy, right? The hero swooping in to save the day? Come on, admit it. Or maybe that's not it. Maybe you're just, I don't know, too stupid to see what a waste of time this is. Helping me, I mean. I'm not exactly worth the effort, you know. Why do you even care, huh? Why do you keep trying? It's not like it matters. I'm just a loser who's bad at math and even worse at everything else. And don't say it's because you're nice. Not stupid. I know there's more to it than that. So just tell me why. You know what? Forget it. I don't care. I don't care why you're here, and I don't care why you're helping me. It's not like it matters to me. Except, well, it does matter, okay? It matters because you're not like anyone else, and it's driving me insane, honestly. I mean, not like that. You're so frustrating. Always so you. Acting like you're better than everyone else without even trying. It's annoying, and I hate it, and And I care, okay? I care because I can't not care about you. No matter how much I try to ignore it or pretend it's not a thing. Or convince myself that you're just another annoying do-gooder. I can't stop. There, are you happy now? You got what you wanted, my big stupid confession. So you can go ahead and laugh, tell me that I'm pathetic, I don't care. Well, I do care, and that's the worst part. I do care what you think of me. Care about... I care about you. And I hate it. I hate that you made me feel like this. Fine, you want me to say it? I'll say it. I like you, okay? There, you happy now? I, the big bad goth bully, have a dumb little crush on you. Go ahead, put it on a billboard if you want. This is so embarrassing. I should have just failed the stupid math test and kept my mouth shut. Wait, why aren't you saying anything? Are you just gonna sit there like a statue, or are you planning to, I don't know, react at some point? Let me guess. You're completely shocked, right? Couldn't have imagined someone like me liking someone like you. Well, newsflash, I'm just as surprised as you are. Wait, hold on a second. Did you just... Are you saying that you feel the same way? Well, this is new. The little nerd likes me back. I guess miracles do really happen, huh? You know, I think I should have seen this coming, honestly. All those times you put up with my nonsense and helped me with my homework, didn't run away screaming when I was being an absolute pain. It makes sense now. You're either a total pushover or completely smitten. Aw, don't get all flustered on me now. It's kinda cute, actually. Who knew you had it in you? But seriously, you like me, huh? The goth girl who's been making your life miserable for who knows how long. That's either really brave or really dumb. I'm not sure which yet, but I'm glad. I mean, I wasn't expecting you to feel the same way, honestly. I thought you'd just laugh in my face or, I don't know, tell me to get lost. I guess what I'm trying to say is, thanks for not making this even more awkward than it already is. And for liking me, I guess. Even when I've been, well, me. Okay, enough of this mushy stuff. Don't think this means I'm going to go easy on you from now on. You're still gonna help me ace this math test, and I'm still going to make fun of you when you trip over your own feet. But maybe a little nicer sometimes. Don't get used to it, though. I've got a reputation to uphold, you know. So, what is it gonna be, nerd? Are you gonna help your favorite girl pass this test, or do I have to keep calling you names until you agree? You know, I've been watching you for the past 5 minutes, and I've actually noticed something. You're not even paying attention to the math anymore, are you? Oh no, you've got that look. The one that says, I'm definitely not thinking about equations right now. Oh, what's the matter? You can focus with me sitting this close now? Or maybe you've got something else on your mind? Well, if you're not gonna focus on helping me pass this test, then maybe I should just leave? I mean, clearly you're too distracted to... Oh, wait. You don't want me to leave, do you? Guess you'll have to convince me to stay then. So, what's it gonna be? Homework or... me? That's what I thought. You did so good, nerd. I could have never imagined. Tell me, does all of you taste this good? Are you gonna make me find out for myself? It's okay. You know, I've always liked bossing you around. What's a little bit more gonna do? Come on. Lay down on the table. You heard me, babe. Do it. Good boy. I see you're still a very good listener. Now I need you to relax your body, okay? I'm gonna get on top of you slowly. Are you excited, baby? I can already feel it. Don't worry, nobody's gonna come. I made sure of that. Are you ready? Fuck, baby. You're so much bigger than I thought. I feel so good. Does it feel good to you too, babe? I thought so. I can tell. You're doing so good, baby. Are you uncomfortable? Okay. You don't know how many times I've dreamed of this before. And you drove me crazy every day. Every day I just wished I could do this to you. I'm so happy. I finally get to have you for myself. All for myself. And nobody else's. You hear that, babe? Yeah? My little genius nerd will be all mine. And you can only do this with me, okay? I'll make sure of that. Ah, you're doing so good, baby. Yeah, keep going like that, babe. I feel so good like that. You're so hot, baby. Yeah? You like what you see? You can see this anytime you want now. I'm all yours, babe. Just let me know and I can give this to you any other time, okay? You're so cute. Come on, baby, let me hear you. Don't hold anything back. Let me hear how good I'm making you feel. Good boy. You're such a good boy for me.